Oh my god, help me. I am procrastinating and I cannot stop. I need to quit this video, but it's too interesting, so I will continue to watch it and the other next 3 videos on my playlist. The struggles of being a procrastinator. Not being able to do your job properly because you are always distracted by something. And don't forget the intro. Hello, welcome to the Overnight Show, and I'm your host, Arden. This time, we will talk about what happens if your work doesn't have deadlines. Yeah, your procrastinating will work differently this time. You won't be able to finish your job, because there is no set deadlines, and you as a procrastinator and I as a procrastinator can only finish a job if there is a deadline. You know how I tell you the story of me actually doing my job, but actually it's near the deadline? It was 2 days before the deadline. Watch episode 2 to know that. So when you don't have set deadlines, how can you finish your job as a procrastinator? You know, no deadlines means no pressure. No pressure means job's not finished. Job's not finished means, well, your project fails. So, along my journey times of being a procrastinator, I have tried different types of ways to work around this, to make my procrastinating brain do my job properly, to actually work with no set deadlines. So the first thing that I do, the first tip that I got from the internet, which is pretty bad, I don't know, it works with some people, but it doesn't work with me, is setting your own deadlines. Yeah, make your own deadlines. Now, why is this bad? Well, it is bad because you make your own deadlines. You can change it anytime. I've actually tried this one before and it doesn't work at all. At that time, it was nearing the deadline and I was like, oh, I am too lazy and you know what, I'd better be procrastinating than do this job, so I moved the deadlines later on, so it's practically useless. Okay, so that is useless, so what's next? Well, the second tip that I got is actually posting your deadlines on your social media. You know, just telling the whole world that you are going to do this, you are going to make this, and it will be on some set deadline time that you set yourself. This one actually works quite a bit. It actually makes me feel under pressure because all of the world sees it. Not all of the world, only my friends see it. But still, it's the same, right? Maybe? No? But my friends see it, so I feel like under pressure because I've told the whole world and I don't want to disappoint them. And I worked at it and I posted some progress on it. And it was actually quite a good progress. But the sad news is, I worked past my deadlines and I didn't realize that. And after I checked my social media again, no one really cares. My procrastinating brain feels like, oh, no one cares. Why should you continue this project? It's useless. So it ended up like in step one. It never happened. The project was stashed away into the darkness of my projects left undone folder. Okay, so that step doesn't work. What's next? What's next on the list that I can use? What can I do? What else can I do? I found another tip online, because online is the source of all tips. So the tip is to have a co-worker. Someone to work beside you, to make you feel even under pressure to do the job. And for that, I have my friend. So I was working in this project to make a video game. So back then, I was quite a programmer, you know, I was potent at it. You can say I'm quite a pro. So yeah, I set up a project. I imagine that it will be good, only that I need someone to write my story. So I picked up my friend, not plural, only one friend. And he was good at making stories, so it's a good chance. So I invited him to make the game with me and told him, can you make the story? And because it was a friend, so he worked for free. And he knows that I am a procrastinator, and he knows that I will not finish the job. I will not finish the project. I don't know why, but he still works with me anyway. So 1 month into the project, all is well, yeah, and I do my projects. He keeps me under pressure, like, he bombards me with messages saying each hour he would send me, hey, get to work, go to your project, get it done, make some progress. So, okay, I go into my progress. It worked really good. Only in the second month, because it was programming, so I'm not really good at problem solving, especially in programming. There was an error in the game, and I cannot find what is it. I searched online, and I still couldn't find the fix for it. And when it comes to failure, my procrastinating brain comes into action, and be like, you know what, just stop this. There are a bunch of cat videos online that you can watch to calm your mind down, and it is not that hard to do, so just go and watch cat videos. I was so tempted that I quit. I left the project without telling my friend. He was still making the stories whilst I left the project. And because of that, so that was back in high school, so he made a nickname for me. And the nickname is Bullshit, or Bullshitter. And my other friends agreed, because they know that I always bullshit on my project. Oh, I felt quite bad back then, abandoning that project. You know, the project was not half bad, it can be done, and just with just a few tweaks, you know. Only I don't know how to fix the problem, so I left it stashed away. Maybe I will go back to that project, or maybe not. 100% not, yeah. So, another problem with this very effective tip number 3 is that every time that I tell my friends that I have a project, it will always fail. 50% of the time. Like, half of the time it will be done, the project will be finished. Half of the time, I will just abandon it like that. So, it was still not effective enough for me. But I found another tip from myself now. Not from online, it's from myself. Is to be real. Just be real with yourself. You can't do this. If it's too hard, then no, don't. Set your project to be at what you are capable of. Know your limits. Don't go overboard, like me. Just started to learn about programming and then wanting to make a game. Let's be real. It's not going to happen, except if you are a prodigy. But I'm no prodigy, so it will not happen. Well, that concludes this episode of Procrastination Projects Without Deadlines. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. And if you want to follow my Instagram, you can always go to @ardan_ky, because that's the only way I can contact you. Because in podcast there is no way that I can chat with you guys. There is no comment section like in YouTube. So yeah. Bye.